It's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today Sarah Welton, who has been on the school board serving for 15 years, and now she represents Assembly District 4 with a recent change in the way school board seats are assigned. So we're going to go through a whole series of questions here, and I really thank you for coming in and spending the time with us. I'm sure listeners will appreciate hearing about your views. Our theme for today, chosen very carefully, is actions speak louder than words. So the first question, describe the most significant goal you have that motivated you to run for election by describing actions you have already taken to reach that goal.
Well, first and foremost, the focus is on children. The actions have been to work towards helping the board become more professional. This is done by insisting that we review our policies on a regular basis. Over the 15 years, the policies were reviewed two times before this last year, and this last year was at my insistence again to review the policies. The initial part of why the policies are so important is that's the basic function of the school board, besides the hiring of the superintendent and having to adopt the budget and overseeing the educational resources and how they're used for all of our children. Policy is the focus. And when I first read through the policy manual, it said that the policies were to be reviewed every 2 years, and nobody had done them. There were policy changes when something came up. There was a look at the policy when there was an issue or a concern, or somebody said, do we have a policy on that? And that was about the way things were done. I insisted in 2006 and in 2011 that we do it again, and now we are doing it. This being a professional board is important. I believe that we get more accomplished when we know what we're doing, that we have more of a focus. And I have been working on this for a long time.
Thank you. Question number two. How do you see yourself working with others serving on the board you wish to be part of again? How do you discover what others' views are on controversial topics?
Well, first off, how do I see myself working? I try to be as collegial as possible. I do not attack another board member, but I do ask questions. My working with others, over time, I've learned that sometimes I have to ask questions that I have an answer to just so everybody hears an answer and that we're on the same page and that I'm not the person saying, this is how it should be done. I do work with my fellow board members on committees. We also sometimes meet for coffee. Of course, with the Open Meetings Act, it can only be with up to two others. I go to concerts and events and things around the district, and we'll see other board members there, and we will discuss things about the concert or discuss about the programs. I think that this is one of the things that we are good at as a board, the current board, is that we do talk with one another outside of the board meetings to just say hello and how's your family.
Thank you for that answer. Question number three. How do you reach your constituents, especially those feeling left out of the public policy conversation or those that may feel disenfranchised? And what have you done to take into account perspectives different than your own?
Well, people do call me, people do stop me, people email me, and people, I can be in the grocery store and somebody will have a question, or I will hear somebody talking about an education piece, and I will talk to them. The people who feel disenfranchised, it's really hard if we don't know about it, if people don't contact us. So I try to make sure that I go to events and talk about the programs, that I am in meetings for other community events and will relate what's happening on the school board or what's happening in their schools with programs and things like that. I do try to stay involved with other activities. I'm on the recycling board, and I also volunteer to help people do their recycling. I'm in a church. I also have Rotary Club, things like this, and I am involved in other community activities. I think I'm accessible. People do contact me. I even get calls at home, at work, and on my cell phone.
Okay, thank you for that question answer. 4, what is your perspective on the way the body you're running for functions currently? And if you believe there should be changes, what, if any, do you propose? Or how have you fostered improvements in other organizations?
So I believe the body that I'm working for now is more functioning more as a professional board, as I had said previously. We used to have a few more times of informal discussion because we would have more work sessions. And I have requested that we embed work sessions more into our meetings and have that's less formal. We don't have to wait for the chair to call on us, and we don't have to give the floor up once we've spoken for a few minutes. Sometimes we get to talk a little bit more. And sometimes we just have conversations and not question-answer situations. I have also proposed more professional development in our board meetings. The school board chose not to be a part of the Association of Alaska School Boards as it was expensive, and it didn't seem to meet the majority members' need for information. I felt that people chose not to attend as it was on weekends and some days, work days, but now we don't have any excuse for not attending, because if the professional development shows up in the middle of our meeting, we all are there. And we very rarely, one of the things that I find very fascinating with this board that's been around together for a while, we very rarely have less than a quorum. In fact, when I first was on the board, there were times that we had to wait to see if somebody would show up for a quorum. I don't think we have ever had in at least the last 10 years less than a quorum. And the majority of people attend, and if they can't attend in person, there is teleconferencing. So we feel dedicated to this, Our school board is dedicated to the district and to the children, to the families, and to the people who work for us. I am a proponent of us being more collegial and taking the time to really thoroughly review some of the topics. And our administration has been very good at presenting information to us.
Okay, well, thank you for answering those 4 questions. We have a small amount of time left, and this is an opportunity for you to share comments of any sort that you'd like with listeners.
Well, said I've served for 15 years, and as a borough-wide race, I would go to all the communities, and I would show up to community events and be in the schools. Having been districted to a smaller area, I still feel the pull to go out to all of the schools, to be a part of all of the schools. I still go to events in different parts of the borough. in this campaign, I have managed to walk different neighborhoods and find, oh, there is a piece of Colony in the Wasilla area. Oh, there's a piece of Houston in the Wasilla area. So this districting doesn't make it so that only the kids, students who live right in the area are the ones that you're serving. Also, Mazzu Central is part of my district, and it brings in people from all over. So this districting doesn't really make it a representative kind of thing. It just makes it my base of the voters is more concentrated. I appreciate that there are issues about how the district runs, the funds that are used, and things like this. We are very careful with our resources. And if you have questions about that, I'm welcome them and would answer those. I enjoy being in the schools. I love it. I love seeing kids, students. I love seeing the adults working with the students and getting the thrill out of when a student finally get something or is creative or has an opportunity to really expand who they are. I appreciate all of the people in the schools and have to say that this is a passion I have for education.
Well, thank you, Sarah Welton, candidate for the school board in Assembly District 4. Thank you for coming in.